That was Lina Shamignon and a song called Lemma Bada Yatathanna. Before that, we heard Ya Lura Hubuki. That was a very special request by one of my most amazing students ever, Michael P. And he dedicated that song to his walida, his mom. It was Ya Lura Hubuki by Hani Mitwessi. And one of the things that Michael said is, you know, he really was enjoying this kind of, you know, sleepy and romantic music, but at the same time, he said, can you pick up the pace a little bit, DJ Ramsey? So I'll be doing that in the second hour of the show, as well as giving out tickets to the Aswad concert that's going to be in San Francisco in a little while. So stay tuned with me so I can give you details about that concert, as well as the dates and what number to call in should you wish to qualify for the tickets, which I'll be giving away a pair of tickets to that concert today before 6 o'clock. This is DJ Ramsey. The show is Hi Kifak Sabah, coming to you at 90.1 FM KZSU. We are also streaming live at kzsulive.stanford.edu. I'm with you every Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m., taking you on this musical journey through the land of Lebanon and beyond. On Saturday evening, June 4th at 8 p.m., Symphony Silicon Valley will present Mendelssohn's Symphony No. 4, Piazzolla Suite Punta del Este, and Dorman's Spices, Perfumes, Toxins at the California Theater in San Jose. More information at 408-286-2600. That's 408-286-2600. And as our listeners have been accustomed to, we kind of try to pick up the beat just a little bit in the in this part of the show. And though we won't be going to really to belly dancing yet, we certainly will pick up the beat a little bit with a few of the most recent jamming tunes that have either an Arabic flavor or a sort of a Middle Eastern flavor to them. I hope you enjoyed this next set coming to you from KZSU 90.1 FM, the show Hi Kifak Sabah. Merci, thank you, and shukran for joining me.
What does he think he is doing?
Attention, please.
Are you ready for this? We'll be right back. Thank you. strange, looking for a new diversion to make me spend my modest wage, working my days away. I can't put out this burning rage. That's what modern life is all about. I prefer the stone age.
That was Tanya Saleh and a song called Slow Down. Tanya Saleh, whose album I featured last week called Wehde, Unity. And I played quite a few tracks from her album in Arabic this week. I thought I'd feature one of her tracks in English. It was called Slow Down, Tanya Saleh from Lebanon. And before that, we heard Toufiq Farouk and that sort of jam. And what was it? Blues? Was it Orientalist music? Oriental music? Who knows? Best of Toufiq Farouk. That was Only Lonely. And we began the set with Club Delf and a song called Bendir Done That. Bendir Done That. The set before, of course, was Lina Chamagnon and a song called Lama Bada Yatathanna, and that song that Michael P. dedicated to his mom, Yalura Hubuki, began that set. I'm DJ Ramsey with you here at KZSU 90.1 FM, coming to you from Stanford, and we are streaming live at kzsulive.stanford.edu. I'll be with you till 6 o'clock today, and every Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. here on the show. Hi, Kifak Sava. Don't forget to tune in after my show from 6 to 7 p.m. with Trent K. And the show is called Ehile Aku Ahoy Mai. That show comes to you from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. here on KZSU. And that's immediately following my show. Don't forget to stay tuned to Trent K after this show at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Homeowners throughout California are eligible to participate in a new program called Energy Upgrade California. People will be able to improve the energy efficiency of their homes and save money while helping the environment and California's economy. Visit the program's website at www.energyupgradeca.org. That's www.energyupgradeca.org to learn about available upgrade programs, rebates, financing, and participating contractors. That's www.energyupgradeca.org. ca.org, CA for California. And as I promised, I would be playing or giving away tickets today to the Aswat concert. I don't know if you've heard about Aswat, but this is an amazing ensemble put together every year by a very dedicated people, including the wonderful Nabila, who was kind enough this year to donate two tickets to the Aswat concert, which will be on June 5th. So it's still next month. We'll be giving away two tickets during this show. And I'm going to be playing a track by Aswat, so you can kind of get an idea what kind of music they play. This year's theme for the Aswat concert, the Bay Area Arab Ensemble in concert, is called Soul, Tradition, Love, An Evening of Folkloric and Classical Arab Music from Palestine and Beyond, directed by Maestro Omar Abad, with special guests David Rovics and Muhannad Mashallah. It will be on Sunday, June 5th, 2011, from 3 to 5 p.m. will take place at the Palace of Fine Arts Theater in San Francisco. That's located on 3301 Lyon Street, California, 94123. You can check out more about the concert at www.zawaya.org. That's www.zawaya.org. And if you'd like a chance to qualify for the tickets or to win the tickets, I'll give them to the second caller, who calls 650-723-9010. That's the number to call. It's 650-723-9010. And while I await for the phone, I will play a track by Aswat called the Tayr al-Wurwar, a song actually originally made famous by Fairuz. Here is Aswat and Tayr al-Wurwar, followed by a nice set of music, and I'll get back to you with updates on the Aswat concert, as well as ending the last half hour of my show here on KZSU 90.1 FM.
خبرني بحالٌ شو صار D'un silence étrange. anges désemparés. Oh, 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 le vent a porté sa voix, comment l'oublier? De Luxor à Saqqara, comment l'oublier? Comment effacer le rêve quand au ciel blessé s'élève le cri d'une colombe qui est tombée?
That was Dalida and a song called Comment l'oublier, How to Forget Him. The melody may have sounded very familiar to those of you who like Arabic music, because Dalida recorded that song in two languages. You heard her singing it in French, Comment l'oublier, but the original version was recorded by Dalida herself as well in Arabic, and it was called Helwa ya Baladi, Sweet Are You My Country. That song sort of resonates beautifully with people living abroad who are originally from the Middle East, because it kind of captures the memories of being in the old country, and Dalida being one of those international singers born and raised in Egypt and won the Miss Egypt beauty pageant, went to France where she made it big and became a huge superstar in Paris throughout the 60s and the 70s and the 80s. And unfortunately in 1987 did something very, very sad for all her fans. She committed suicide in Paris and left for us a wonderful sort of memory of songs from three decades that continue to live on and continue to be re-released and remixed by her loyal fans, both in France and in Egypt. She was of Italian origin, Dalida, real name Yolanda Gigliotti. She may have passed away, but her music lives on. Before that, we heard Elizabeth Ayoub and a song called Ya'oud from the album, boy, I'm going to need help here, Oceanos y Lunas, and I think that means oceans and moons. And the song was Ya'oud. The oud is actually an Arabic instrument that looks like a guitar, but sort of has a well, belly, I guess. And it's that sort of nostalgic sound you heard throughout that song, that where Elizabeth Ayoub's vocals were very emphasized. We began the set with the Aswat version of Tayr El Wirwar, and that was a song originally made famous by Fairouz from Lebanon on the Ultimate Lebanese Diva. This is Ramzi, and the show is Hi Kifak Sava. We're actually episode 8 of the show already. I'm with you every Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. Don't forget to stay tuned to Trend K and the show Ehili Aku Ahoy Mai. And I finally solved the mystery that simply means in English to go and come back. So here I'm being all Hawaiian on Hi Kifak Sava as well today. So I hope you'll be joining me every Thursday from 4 to 6 for this show, and that you've kind of enjoyed this melange of French, English, and Arabic songs that I attempt to play here every week for you. Please do let me know if you like anything or you have any dedications by emailing me at rsalty@stanford.edu. Check my show out on Facebook as well as my blog that you can find at author32.blogspot.com, and which attempts to kind of highlight or give you more details about many of the singers and performers that I've been playing for you today. And speaking of great performers, and what kind of self-respecting show that centers on Lebanon would dare not play the diva of all time from Lebanon, Fairuz herself. Fairuz, whose version of Tayr El Wirwar you heard re-recorded by the Aswat Ensemble, actually released her brand new album this year while in her 80th year. Yes, she is 80 years old, still going strong. The concert was sold out earlier this year in Beirut, Lebanon. She's still touring. She's still doing very well. And the album was called Efi Emel, translated. That means, yes, there is hope. And from that, I picked a song that's a remake from an old song of hers called El Bint Shalabiya, The Pretty Girl. And El Bint Shalabiya was originally sort of a 60s tune, 70s, early 70s tune, but she's re-recorded it in a more grand way. Now in her 80th year, Fairuz still is as grand, as classy as ever. I don't know a single Lebanese person who doesn't have a favorite Fairuz song or a Fairuz moment. So check her out. Of course, her name is spelled in many different ways. Fayrouz is one. Fairuz is one. Or even better, just go to the playlists we have on zookeeper.stanford.edu. Click on playlists by date, and you can find my playlist as well as other playlists if you'd like to check the albums and the spelling of the names that may sound foreign to you. So I'm going to lead the next set with Fairuz, El Bint Shalabiya. Don't forget, like I said, to stay tuned for Trend K after my show. And I'll be with you next week for a brand new show and brand new guests. And I did want to make sure to thank David Giovacchini, who was kind enough to come into the studio today and agreed to be interviewed, and the amazing Michael P., one of the most amazing Arabic students here at Stanford, trilingual, I would call him. And he brought with him a lot of enthusiasm and a lot of wonderful melodies into the studio. Thank you to Michael P., and a big salam to you. And without further ado, I think we'll go right to Fairuz and El Bint Shalabiya.
plus. C'est une question de bienséance. Mon sentiment se perd au fond de la mer et je pense à ton existence. Mon sentiment se fond et je tourne en rond et je réclame ton indulgence.
Bye.
That was Cheb Tarek and a song called Emmenez-moi. The translation is Take Me Away With You. The song was actually originally recorded in the 70s by a superstar from France named Charles Aznavour, who is of Armenian origin, yet had one number one single after another in the 60s and 70s and even in the 80s in France. Charles Aznavour still producing, but this was not his version, not the original version. We heard sort of an Africanized version or an Arabicized version of Emmenez-moi, Cheb Tarek. Before that, we heard Nilda Fernandez, a song called Plus Loin de ta Rue, and that is Further Away in Your Street. And we began the set with the Lebanese diva of all time, Fairuz, and a song called El Bint Shalabia. I'm going to end today the way I began my show, and that is with a dedication of love to the wonderful people who are listening in Jordan. We've kind of been sending good vibes to Amman, Jordan. And I know it's almost 2 a.m. over there, and people are listening, but not only there, but everywhere. Thank you for staying with me. I know we have listeners in Europe and the Middle East, and of course, our local listeners who we love so much here at KZSU 90.1 FM. We're streaming live at kzsulive.stanford.edu. I'm DJ Ramsey. The show is, well, was, Haiki Faksava, Episode 8. I hope you'll be with me every Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. for this kind of music melange. Thanks to my guests who are here, Michael P., David G., and Trent K. is coming up with her show, Ehile Aku Oho Mai, and that would be from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Please do stay tuned for Trent K. She is an amazing, amazing DJ. And I will leave you with really a very, very wonderful, very haunting love song by Umayma El Khalil. It is called Uhibbuka Akthar, and translated, that simply means I love you more. And I think that if you hear her vocals, you will really, really feel what it is to have a name like Umayma El Khalil. She is worthy of the name, which sort of talks about it beckons to all the times in the Arabian Peninsula. Umayma El Khalil, Uhibbuka Akthar, dedicated to all my listeners. Thank you for listening and hope to see you next week. Shukran, merci, salut, and thank you.
Oh, oh, oh. تكبر تكبر فمهما يكن من جفاك ستبقى بعيني ولحمي ملاك تكبر تكبر فمهما يكن من جفاك وتبقى كما شاء لي حبنا أن أراك نسيمك عنبر وأرضك سكر وإني أحبك أكثر نسيمك عنبر وأرضك سكر وإني أحبك أكثر يداك خمائل ولكنني لا أغني ككل فإن السلاسل تعلمني أن أقاتل 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 يداك خمائل ولكنني لا أغني ككل السلاسل تعلمني أن أقاتل 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 لأني أحبك أكثر نسيمك عنبر وأرضك سكر وإني أحبك أكثر
Stanford, 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 Stanford.